Reverend Catherine Blake is a marvelous chef and an interfaith minister. She has studied herbal medicine for over 30 years, as well as nutrition and nutritional biochemistry. Her interest in women's health and animal care is well supported by her knowledge of aromatherapy, homeopathy, Ayurveda, natural veterinary care, and Chinese medicine. On our previous episode, Reverend Catherine Blake showed us how to make a walnut salad dressing and a versatile nutritional yeast vegan cheesy melt sauce that can be served over rice or vegetables. Today, Reverend Catherine Blake will share with the Supreme Master Television viewers a banana sauce dessert recipe from her cookbook, Healthy Recipes for Friends, Simple, Soothing, and Pure, to complete the meal.
Well, let's talk about dessert. That's a fun part of any meal. Today we'll be making banana sauce. Here we have a bunch of 6 bananas, which we'll be using in our recipe of banana sauce. They can be any kind of bananas, just a bit ripe is nice. These are plenty ripe. I like the riper bananas because they have more flavor. They're sweeter. I'll be using a cup of water today. I'll be using some more olive oil, extra virgin olive oil. This will be used to fry the ginger and then the bananas. I'll be using blackstrap molasses. It's very deep and hearty in its flavor. I learned that people could use a teaspoon or a tablespoon in a cup of hot water and use it instead of coffee in the morning. It's got so much nutritional value. It's high in iron. It has some B vitamins, and it's got some natural sugars that are somewhat complex, not as simple as the refined sugar. Now, blackstrap molasses is one of the first steps in the process of refining sugar. In refining the process, it goes from blackstrap to Barbados sweetened molasses, and then it gets refined further to a brown sugar, a dark brown sugar, which still has some of this molasses in it, then a medium brown sugar, light brown sugar, and finally white sugar. The last, which is the white sugar, is the least nourishing for you. We'll be using ginger today, freshly grated ginger. This is a medicine in itself. It can be used freshly grated or sliced and made into tea for someone who has an upset stomach. It can be made into a tea for someone who has cold fingertips or toes because it increases your circulation. It enhances your heat in your body. In Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic Indian medicine, they use spices to balance people's health. And ginger is often used in these medicines to warm up a system that needs warming. We'll be using a little bit of cinnamon today. Nutmeg is an interesting spice. And here is a nutmeg in its whole form. Here we have a whole nutmeg and a micro planer with which to grind a little bit off. So we'll just take the whole thing and run it along the micro planer, and we're getting a fine dust of nutmeg powder. It's plenty fine enough. And then I'll grind some fresh ginger. I like to cut the very tip off. Now this is a nice fresh ginger root. It doesn't have wrinkled skin. It's still quite young, so it'll make a nice grinding. There won't be much peel left on it. We want to grind about a half of an inch of this for our recipe, between a half an inch or an inch, depending on the size of the root. I think that's probably about enough fresh ginger for this recipe. Get it off the bottom of the microplaner there. We'll start with the ginger. I always like to start with heating up the strongest spices for a little while before adding the main foods. This enriches their flavor. It brings the spices to life. And we'll turn on the induction stove. I'll start cutting up the bananas for this. Today we'll peel them and cook them. Normally people enjoy bananas as they are, but when you have too many or you're in the mood for a different flavor, this is a nice alternative. Okay, the ginger's warming up beautifully. Let's add a pinch of allspice. maybe 2 pinches. We'll add 1.5 teaspoons of cinnamon. We'll add the freshly grated nutmeg. By heating up the herbs and spices ahead of time, the flavor will be richer when we do add the bananas. You can slice the banana peel and it makes it easier to open. Now we'll chop the bananas. You don't have to chop them too finely because they'll be cooking. But they cook more quickly if we chop them. I'll cut the ends off and put them in the compost. And this one is a little bit overripe, so I don't think I'll use that one. So we'll put the bananas in the stove. Okay, we've got the induction stove started up again at level halfway. This is enough banana sauce to serve many people. Maybe 4 or 5 people can enjoy this recipe. I like to pre-melt the bananas for a moment before I add the water. They blend more smoothly in the recipe that way. The final result is the bananas have melted down with the spices, and it's flavorful all through and through. I have a recipe book called Healthy Recipes for Friends from Maui. All of the recipes that you see here today are in this recipe book. You may order it online if you'd like to at my website, www.naturalhealthwizards.com. I did paint this picture. This is a view from a neighbor's house down the hill from where I live. So I sat in her front room and painted the view from her windows. And it was a very beautiful scene. It always makes me happy to remember these moments when I painted. The bananas are starting to soften. It takes a few minutes. Okay, we're at the point where the bananas have made very good friends with one another. They're sticking together, they're soft, they're mushy, they're holding their spices. It's taken a few minutes, maybe 10 minutes, to get to this point. Now I can add the water
and the molasses.
And we will let these meld together and they will form a nice little banana sauce which can be enjoyed straight or with other foods. It smells wonderful. The warm bananas, they're filling the kitchen with lovely smells. I smell the cinnamon and the molasses. A nice, deep, hearty smell. I just know it's healthy from the smell of the molasses. And the cinnamon smells like an old friend in the kitchen. Almost done. So our banana sauce is ready to be served as a dessert or a topping for oatmeal or a side dish at any other meal that you would like. We'll taste that soon. In fact, I think I'm going to taste it right now and see if it came out okay. A little warm, very delicious, nourishing, hearty, healthy, a meal in itself. Try some. Well, here we have the meal. We have the salad. Let's serve some. I added a few more red cabbage slices because it gives it that crunchy flavor. So we have a bit of salad here for two plates. I will now add the walnut salad dressing with two kinds of vinegar in it on top of the salad. This came out a bit thick. This could also be used for the rice or the vegetables, but we made a different sauce for those, so we'll just use the salad dressing, the walnut salad dressing, on the salad today. Here's the cooked cauliflower and okra. It's cooked rather soft, which is quite delicious. It could also be cooked so that it was more firm. And we'll put one or two okras on each plate. On top of the cooked vegetables, I like the nutritional cheesy yeast melt sauce. I could make it thinner and then it would pour more easily, but this will be good too. We cooked the brown rice a little bit longer to make sure that the wild rice puffs up as well. That takes up to an hour of cooking, sometimes even more. So be sure and see that the wild rice, the black parts of rice, puff up, and that means they're fully cooked. Okay, and we will use the yeasty sauce for the rice as well. And I'll go ahead and put just a little bit of the banana sauce on the same plate. Now, all we need is someone to enjoy the dinner. Steve, would you please join us? So please enjoy the salad.
Oh, thank you. Let me try this walnut dressing. Mmm, tangy. Mmm, it's very good.
Would you like to try the cauliflower with the cheese sauce?
Yes, I would. Mmm, the cheesy sauce makes it very rich and yummy. Let me try a little cheese sauce with the rice. Mmm, very good.
And then, I know it's jumping ahead, but would you care to try the banana sauce, even though it's supposed to be the dessert? It could be pretending it's a chutney.
I'm ready. Mmm. Wow, very flavorful. Thank you.
And do you feel that this is a nutritious enough meal for you to get all of your nutrients without meat and dairy products?
This looks like a complete meal nutritionally to me. It has everything, even B12 in the nutritional yeast, and plenty of greens and grains and protein, carbohydrates, even some good fats.
I'm glad you like it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, it's been a lot of fun cooking a meal with you. Thank you for being with us at Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples. Mahalo.
To learn more about Reverend Catherine Blake and her work with holistic health, please visit www.naturalhealthwizards.com.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.